now we're going to carry over to the regular meeting. First up, we have public comment on the agenda items. Anybody wishing to comment on tonight's agenda items, please step up and state your name. Is it on one of the resolutions, or is it? Sure, yeah, it's on the resolutions. Yeah, you can come on up. You can just...
Oh, okay. Hey, great. My name is Chris. I'm on the mic.
Yes, my name is Chris Dumont. I'm at 8 Baywind Drive in Ocean View, New Jersey. I'm thrilled that you're paving my street. I just had one question, and I'll just preface a little story. About 20, 30 years ago, Summers Point paved the streets, including the one in front of my parents' house, not knowing that the utility company was going to dig it up 6 months later.
So we have a moratorium on road openings. Anytime we do a paving project,
what is it, 5 years?
It's 5 years, and also South Jersey Gas requests, I believe it's every February, they redo an outreach to every municipality, and they ask for your current list of moratoriums and your future roadway projects.
Okay, good, because the gas company's been working their way up 550 from Route 9, and they had my street marked out in October. So I just wanted to make sure that everything's in coordination. I would never ask this question, but it happened to my parents.
No, I am in complete agreement with you. I think it's ridiculous when, you know, a municipality or a county or a state, paves a roadway, and then all of a sudden you have the utilities come in there and tear it up. I mean, so that's why we passed the, moratorium on.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm happy. I can't wait to see the street. Do you know when they're going to do it?
Do you have any?
So right now, this was a 2026 DOT grant, and that was issued, I believe, back in November. So this is to authorize our company to start the survey work. So my guess is everything goes well. It should be done by this year. I'd say late summer project.
Okay, then. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion. Second.
Or actually, I'm sorry. Can we add the 2026-37?
Yes. Okay. The removal of the OCU resort.
Perfect.
Still doing the motion with that.
Mr. Cobb?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Maliki?
Yes. And then can I have a motion authorizing the payment of the bills, providing proper vouchers have been filed and funds are available?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Cox?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Mandelson?
Yes. And admin reports. Jess, did you have anything tonight?
I don't think so.
Mike?
No, just that they're wrapping up the roadway project. They finished restoration work today. The only outstanding item is some line striping and the speed humps, and then the project will be done. We're going to hold a 2% retainage, probably do a walkthrough at Public Works, do a punch list, and once that is addressed, the project's closed out. And then the additional work on Hawks Ridge is set to begin within the next couple of weeks. We had an on-site meeting with the contractor and the conservation district regarding their proposed improvements to the swales. So we're told that's going to start, weather permitting, sometime later this month.
Perfect. Motion to approve the admin reports.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Cox?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Maliki?
Yes. Next up, we have general public comments. Anybody wishing to address committee, just step up, state your name, address for the record.
Mike Fry, 42 Horses Haven Road. Just got a question on this ordinance, 2025-10, the trailer ordinance. Why do we need it?
One of the reasons was... they were having trouble. You had people actually living in the trailers in their yards, and the ordinance is they're having trouble basically proving it. And so it comes to the plug-in part. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
I don't have it memorized yet.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we keep our motorhome plugged in year-round for batteries and this and that. And this ordinance says we can't do it, we'll get fined.
Didn't we change that last minute? Because I had the same concern on it.
I thought there was a caveat that was included.
It just says maintenance for 2 hours.
No, I thought there was a caveat.
Yeah, because we changed it at the last minute, because I'm pretty familiar with that stuff. Definitely you can't have sewer or water hooked up. That's a no. I mean, obviously you're going to fill it up to go, or something like that. You can do that.
Right, but, or when you come back, plug in for your refrigerator and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah. I'll double check the one that was approved for you.
I got this one at the last meeting.
Okay. Because all this came up right before we did it, and I had the same concern. Someone has a motorhome, they leave it plugged in.
Yeah.
I believe actually.
There were certain wattages.
Yeah. Please don't quote me on this, but I think what we did was you can plug it into a 110.
Right.
So then that would allow you to continue to charge everything. You know what I mean? But it would prevent you from living in it.
I mean, shouldn't we adjust this so when people have family come down, they want to stay in a camper?
It's a slippery slope.
I understand you don't want people living in the campground. Yeah. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here for you have family come down. I lost AC in the middle of summer.
Right.
So there are parameters in place right now for emergent situations to allow you to utilize it on property. That's the extent.
Something that you got to go to the township and have a meeting or.
Well, nobody can be living in it. That's absolutely for sure.
Living it and staying overnight to have house repairs is something that.
Yeah, but from our perspective, where do we? The problem we were having was, we can't have people living in it. Okay,
I understand.
So then, how do you prevent people from living in it and with an ordinance? But the exact thing came up that you said. So I suggested, why don't we go with the 110 so that you can always be charging? You know what I mean? So then that way, you're not going to lose anything or anything like that. But right. As soon as you plug into, a 50 or a 30.
50 amp service.
Then, because now that's what you're going to need to live in it.
Right.
So that was kind of where we ended up. I'm almost 100% positive, but off guard here.
Well, how do people stop at the rest stop on the parkway?
What do you mean?
They can't. Well, they come from Connecticut, and they want to take the ferry, and they stop at the rest stop on exit 17, and they can't stay overnight or stay a couple hours in their camper where they move on.
I think it's more like people park them in
the you can't sleep in there. I think we need a little bit of adjustment, like how do we determine when people are living in there? I mean, I understand you don't want people living there, but...
If you have suggestions for how...
I don't have a suggestion. I just have the concerns if I have family coming in, I want them to stay in my trailer, my camper, then I should be able to stay in there. That's my concern. I no one's living in my camper. What I'm saying? That's my concern.
If you can think of a way where we can... figure that out.
Right.
But because, you just picture someone that's living in there and us trying to prove that they're living in there.
Right.
That's
not where I want to determine what my neighbors are doing. I'm not here for, it's for me, and have all the other orders like the $25 permit fee for under construction. Is that like...
What's, help me out.
You can utilize...
If you're building a house.
If you're building a house.
Well, my concern is, there's a guy that just has house burned down. We shouldn't be charging him $25. A month. It should be, to get his house, when he's getting his house built.
I'm not aware of any situation where we've prevented anybody from staying.
It's in the orders that it's $25 a month. If they're paying $10,000 like I do in taxes and my house burns down, last thing I want to do is pay $25 a month. More than I have to.
The fee would be waived.
I understand, but that's not what it.
That's
on a case-by-case basis. Things waived and things like that.
That's a legitimate concern. I mean, I hope you can read it from the eyes of we can't have people living in trailers.
I understand that.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Didn't they have a thing back in the day where you couldn't be in your trailer for so many days it had to be moved?
Right, but. How do you, if you're trying to prove that in an ordinance, or you're sending somebody out there, I mean, we don't have, We don't have police with surveillance to go look at it.
Does that go down to health then? Because there's no sewer hooked up?
I guess the question would be is how do you prevent it?
I understand.
So this is all the plug-in of the 110, that's all on me. That was all my suggestion. Initial ordinance read plugged in at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then we went with the 110.
So you can't run
an air conditioner or something like that.
Right. I'm plugged in 110 right now. I don't have the 221 out there because we're not in it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out how to balance it. I mean, if you can think of something, hey, we'll hear you out and try to figure out how to fix it a little bit better. But that was the best we could come up with.
Do we have an issue now in the township with this?
Yes.
With people living?
Yeah, so you have families that are living in these trailers and putting kids in our school that aren't paying property taxes, and it's essentially falling on your shoulders.
I pay enough.
Right.
I can't afford coffee anymore because of the taxes.
And then when we go there and find people in it, they say, oh, it's my in-laws. They're staying here the weekend. That's why we had to come up with something.
I didn't know if I was allowed to say all that out loud. That's what's happening.
Well, I went to my neighbor and I asked them. She goes, that's my best sleep ever is in there. I go out there just to sleep in there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's what our concern is.
They're probably valid concerns from your standpoint. So if you want to put them in writing to either Jess or Jackie, and we can look at them as a unit and try to see if there's a different solution.
Or get a hold of your brother and call me, and I'll figure out how to put it on paper. You know what I mean? Just so a solution.
I understand. Yeah.
A solution is what we need. You know what I mean? If there's a piece about sleeping in there, you know, and we can maybe change that. That's okay. But you got to keep in mind what we're trying to do here, which is make sure that nobody's living in it. And we don't have
long-term.
We don't have a surveillance team to go out there and sit there and wait to see somebody walking out of it.
Right.
We got a guy that goes out there and looks and says it's plugged in, it's not plugged in, you know.
Right.
And that's kind of what we've got. So.
All right.
And the chances of him being in your yard on the night you allow your in-laws to sleep there one time,
you can't even see my house.
Or low.
So I'm good with that. It's not the point. It's the point that.
Right. No. I understand. I hope you understand where we came from when we're trying to make it. That's what it comes down to.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Anybody else? No? All right. Committee comments. Matthew?
I don't have anything.
Scott?
I don't want to. I just want to mention that the mayor did a really good job, you know, fighting against the whole Route 9 traffic closure and all that. No one was notified or anything like that. And Seth really stepped up and let him have it about it. Ultimately, we didn't really win, but, you know, the initial plan was to close all of Route 9, complete closure, both directions. So through, you know, the work of Seth and the mayor of Middle Township and a few of us arguing with him, we got it at least open going southbound. So that was about the best we could do. But I feel like they got just about everything they wanted at the end of the day. So my opinion is that they're going to have to be on time here.
I mean, as of late, I'm not really complaining. It's kind of a mess, but they've at least been doing stop and go so you can go north and south.
Oh, they have been doing that. Okay, I haven't been through there yet.
Yeah, the past 2 weeks, they've been keeping both lanes open. You might have to sit there for a few minutes waiting. But,
that's awesome.
So far, so good. And I feel like they're making pretty good progress. I don't know if you've been
down there to see.
They're getting far. I have a feeling they're going to be at, once they hit Route 83, I think it's going to really be a lot easier for everybody because there's more routes to detour.
Right.
It won't be such a elongated detour for.
But had it been left completely alone, I think Route 9 would be completely closed.
Yeah.
So, it's a pat on the back.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Scott. Motion to adjourn the meeting?
Executive.
Do we have a second?
I want a motion to recess the regular meeting for the
So,
do you anticipate any formal action?
So we're going to go into executive session. I'm sorry, you guys can't attend. It's going to be thrilling. No formal action is going to be taken. Thank you, sir.
So that was a motion by
Scott, motion. Yep.
Second.
Back on recording.
no formal action was taken in the executive session. Can I have a motion to close the regular meeting?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.